From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Tributes continue to pour in for the late Muhammad Ali, who died in a hospital late Friday. U.S. President Barack Obama, who keeps a pair of boxing gloves the former champion once wore in his private office at the White House, said Saturday that Ali shook up the world and the world is better for it. At the United Nations, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the UN is grateful to have benefited from the life and work of one of the past century's great humanitarians and advocates for understanding and peace. In Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, Mayor Greg Fisher said the boxer was an inspiration to all.
His journey from Grand Avenue to global icon serves as a reminder that there are young people with the potential for greatness in the houses and neighborhoods all over our city, our nation, and our world.
Flags in Louisville will fly at half staff until Ali's funeral there. The 74-year-old three-time former heavyweight champion died late Friday, surrounded by his family at a hospital in Phoenix, Arizona. He had been undergoing treatment for respiratory problems. The World Health Organization's Director General has asked the agency's Zika Emergency Committee to evaluate the risk of holding the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Dr. Margaret Chan says she called on WHO experts in response to a request from a U.S. senator who had expressed concern about public health hazards in Rio this year. In a report Thursday on Zika and associated medical problems, the WHO said the virus continues to spread around the world and vigilance needs to remain high. However, the World Health Organization has previously said it is not necessary to move the games. This is VOA.